Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, December 29th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news in Highlands County, firefighters called for assistance from the Avon Park Fire Department as a fire rapidly consumed one unit of a triplex in the 5500 block of Granada Boulevard. Three residents were transported to an area hospital to a serious but stable injuries. A total of six residents have been displaced. Fire extended to the right side unit soffit area, but the constructed firewalls held the bulk of the fire to the center unit. The state fire marshal and Duke Electric were on scene, and the Red Cross will coordinate with the families as needed. Units from Sun and Lake 7, West Sebring 9 and 10, Avon Park 5, DeSoto City 19, Medic 4-1 and 4-2, the rehab unit, several support units, Battalion 1, and the fire chief remained on scene. Volunteers from Leisure Lakes and Lorida were alerted for standby. The on-duty crew from Sun and Lakes 41 was moved up to DeSoto City 19 to provide coverage. The cause is still under investigation and dollar loss is not available at this time. Your local events: after 42 years of service, Sheriff Arnold Lanier is retiring. Join the Hardy County Sheriff's Office for a retirement celebration on Monday, January 4th, 2021 at Florida's First Assembly of God. Stop by anytime between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to wish Sheriff Lanier a very happy and well-deserved retirement. Florida's First Assembly of God is located at 1397 South Florida Avenue in Wauchula, and they truly look forward to seeing everyone at the celebration. Your jobs in Hardy County: Wanzek Construction in Wauchula is looking for a survey leadman, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 to 3 months of related surveying experience are required. Bell's Allen in Wauchula is looking for a retail sales associate. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, excellent communication skills, a flexible schedule, and retail experience. And Florican ESA LLC in Bowling Green is looking for a continuous line coding operator, a high school diploma or GED, and experience operating a forklift or skid steer, and experience with computerized control systems are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up after this break, your local weather and forecast report, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNV Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's now time for your weather report and forecast. 71 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 73. Mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east-northeast at 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 13 miles an hour. The humidity is ideal, 51%. Dew points 52. Cloud cover 10%. The visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 19,800 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:41 a.m. Eastern Time. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s, northeast winds of around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, with highs in the upper 70s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, with southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gust up to 20 miles an hour after midnight. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced a significant step in modernizing regulations of agricultural animals modified or produced by genetic engineering. AgWire.com reports the USDA will move forward with an advanced notice of proposed rulemaking to solicit public input on a regulatory framework that would update our system into a scientifically sound, risk-based, and predictable process that facilitates the development and use of these technologies for farmers and ranchers. The end-of-the-year spending package passed by both chambers of Congress last week included groundbreaking provisions U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, a Washington State Republican, introduced to maintain and update critical Bureau of Reclamation water supply infrastructure projects across the rural West. The provisions establish a first-of-its-kind aging infrastructure account to provide stability and flexibility for local water managers who maintain and operate BOR water infrastructure. A near double-digit gain in potato sales wasn't nearly enough to offset a decline in food service sales during the 2019-20 marketing year. Showing a 5% decline in the use of all potatoes, the domestic sale in U.S. potato report for July 2019 to June 2020 was released by Potatoes USA in December. The report, according to thepacker.com, says despite the 9% increase in retail sales, the decline occurred due to a 13% decrease in food service sales and 2% decrease in exports.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%. Okay, and how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Palmer amaranth, or pigweed, continues to adapt resistance to herbicides. University of Georgia Extension weed specialist Stanley Culpepper says the challenge has a lot to do with the biology of the plant.
I often call it a genetic stud because it's what we call dioecious. It has male plants and has female plants. And that female plant is receiving pollen from a lot of different male plants. So the genetic diversity within that plant, when you think about she could have on average 500,000 seeds per plant, is absolutely fascinating and phenomenal in the world of agriculture.
This is great news for pigweed, but not so great news for farmers trying to eliminate the weed.
Basically, a lot of our very common herbicides like Reflex, Cobra, Blazer that we apply over the top of the pigweed and can usually control it when it's really small. Certain populations, we can no longer do that. And in fact, Palmer amaranth in the state of Georgia is resistant to glyphosate. It's resistant to ALS chemistry like Staple and Cadre. It's resistant to our yellow herbicides like Prowl and Sonalan and Treflan. And now it's resistant to some of our PPO herbicides in regard to post-emergence applications, like Valor Reflex. So the genetic diversity has the genetic capabilities of already having a trait that allows it to tolerate the tools that we bring to manage it.
Tune in tomorrow for tips on managing resistant weeds.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Holiday retail sales rose 0.3% this season.
Retail sales over the October through December holiday season rose 3% overall this year, but e-commerce sales surged 49%. According to a report by MasterCard, the dramatic shift to online purchases continued a trend that has dominated retail sales since March, when the China virus pandemic first erupted.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Stocks closing at record highs as Wall Street enters its final week of 2020. The Dow gained 204 points today to close at 30,403. The NASDAQ was up 94 to 12,899. The S&P 500 was ahead 32 points today to 3,735. New York oil down 53 cents to $47.70 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Bears beat the Jaguars 41-17. Mitchell Trubisky accounted for three touchdowns, two passing, one rushing.
We're going to enjoy the win tonight and then start preparation tomorrow, but it just sets up for a special opportunity to finish our season strong against a rival like this. So it's a must-win game, just like these last couple of games have been.
Trubisky referring to next week's game against the Packers, who beat the Titans 40-14. Chiefs beat the Falcons 17-14, clinch a first-round bye and home field advantage in the AFC playoffs, getting by the Falcons 17-14. Steelers beat the Colts 28-24. Now they're the AFC North champs. Browns lose to the Jets. Ravens beat the Giants. Panthers beat Washington. Cowboys beat the Eagles. Seahawks over the Rams. Chargers beat the Broncos. And the Bengals beat the Texans. This is SRN Sports. It was a historic day on the football field. Chiefs Travis Kelce broke George Kittle's NFL single-season record for the most receiving yards by a tight end, doing it against the Falcons. Kittle set the record 2 years ago with 1,377. Kelce also became the first tight end in NFL history with two 100-catch seasons, reaching the century mark just before halftime. Also, Jets running back Frank Gore became the third player in NFL history to run for 16,000 yards, joining Pro Football Hall of Famers Emmitt Smith and Walter Payton. In the obituaries, Baseball Hall of Famer Phil Niekro pitched well into his 40s with a knuckleball that baffled big league hitters for more than two decades, mostly with the Atlanta Braves. He won 318 games over his 24-year career, which ended in 1987 at the age of 48. Phil Niekro died after a long battle with cancer. He was 81. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for today: it's true that we don't know what we've got until we lose it, but it's also true that we don't know what we've been missing until it arrives. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.